WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. Today, we're diving deep into something crucial: emotional awareness and regulation. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're on an emotional roller coaster with no safety bars? We've all been there. But guess what? You have more control than you think. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your feelings, folks. It's about understanding them, managing them, and using them to fuel your growth. Think of it like this. Emotions are data. They're telling you something about yourself, your environment, and your needs. The Stoics believe that by becoming more aware of these emotional signals, we could make better choices and live a more fulfilling life. So, how do we actually develop this emotional awareness? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First, start paying attention. I'm talking about actively noticing your emotions as they arise. What physical sensations do you experience? Where in your body do you feel it? What thoughts are going through your head? Don't judge the emotions, just observe them like a curious scientist observing a phenomenon. It's like that scene in Star Wars where Obi-Wan says, "Use the Force, Luke." Emotional awareness is like using your own internal force to understand yourself better. Second, name your emotions. Putting a label on what you're feeling can help you process it more effectively. Instead of just saying, "I feel bad," try being more specific. "I feel frustrated," "I feel anxious," or "I feel disappointed." It might sound simple, but this act of labeling helps create distance between you and the emotion, allowing for clearer thinking. Third, identify your triggers. What situations, people, or thoughts tend to evoke strong emotional responses in you? Maybe it's a certain type of criticism, public speaking, or even just being stuck in traffic. Recognizing your triggers empowers you to prepare for them and manage your reactions more effectively. You know that feeling when you step into an elevator with someone who smells like garlic? That's a trigger for some people. Fourth, practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is all about bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. There are tons of great apps and guided meditations out there to help you get started. The key is to train your mind to stay focused on the here and now, rather than dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. It's like hitting the reset button on your emotional state. Fifth, cultivate healthy coping mechanisms. Find activities that help you manage stress and regulate your emotions. This could be anything from exercise and spending time in nature to journaling, listening to music, or connecting with loved ones. The point is to develop a toolbox of strategies that work for you so you can navigate challenging emotions effectively. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're at a networking event. You're feeling a little anxious, your palms are sweating, your heart is racing, and you're desperately trying to avoid eye contact with anyone who seems remotely interesting. Sounds familiar? But instead of letting those feelings take over, remember our takeaways. Take a few deep breaths, name that anxiety, acknowledge it without judgment, and remind yourself that this is just a moment in time. Maybe even find someone else who looks equally out of place and strike up a conversation about the awkwardness of networking events. Laughter is a great emotional regulator. Look, developing emotional awareness isn't a one-time fix. It's a journey, an ongoing practice that requires patience and self-compassion. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. When you can understand and manage your emotions effectively, you gain clarity, resilience, and a deeper sense of control over your life. So, take these 5 takeaways to heart. Start paying attention to your emotions, name them, identify your triggers, practice mindfulness, and cultivate healthy coping mechanisms. Remember, you are not defined by your emotions, you are the master of your emotional world. Now go out there and rock this journey. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media, tell me about your experiences with emotional awareness. And remember, we'll be back tomorrow with another episode of The Stoic Life, helping you build that calm confidence one step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.